I'm Stephon Henry, and I play second trombone for the brass band. I am 17.
My name is Elise Smith, and I play alto saxophone for the Chosen Ones brass band. I'm 15.
So you're members of the Chosen Ones. How did you get chosen, Stephon?
By proving myself worthy of being able to participate with the Chosen Ones, showing that I can do these different things that the Chosen Ones can do.
What can the Chosen Ones do?
We have skills on our instrument that we play. We're able to read all the music in different genres. We're able to produce and play with other bands and articulate well and pronunciate and be able to function in different cultures.
Okay. Are you proud to be a chosen one, Elise?
Absolutely, because most of my friends are jealous, but that's not why I'm happy. It's just to be chosen. The name says it all, and we really travel all around, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to just see stuff. And, you know, usually children my age and my skin color don't really leave the country, let alone the state or the city. And it's just wonderful to just come out here with a group of young men that know how to carry themselves well and have fun and play music, something we all love.
Wilbert Rawlins, you're the band leader, right? Just tell me, is there a concept behind this band? What are you trying to achieve through music?
I say this and been saying this, through music, I can occupy a child's mind. I can occupy their free time. I can make sure that the worries of the world won't affect these children, because I'll always have them and I always keep them occupied. You know, we're able to teach them all of their core content areas right through music. You know, through mathematics, to read music is an instantaneous subdivision of time. You know, in math class, they give you a calculator or a pencil and paper and let you work it out. Mm-hmm. But in music, you have to instantaneously note what it is that you're seeing, recognize the symbol, know how many counts it gets, know what note it is, sure. Know the fingering, know how loud to play it, know how to articulate it all at one time. In English, reading is the same thing as reading music, you know. I mean, you have to read with fluency. You can't play, Mary had a little lamb, you know, it has to flow. Mary had a little lamb, same as in English. You can't read the cow jumped over the moon. You learn fluency in band, you know, in science, wavelengths, even tuning the instruments to a perfect A440. You know, you teach them foreign languages like crescendo, decrescendo, you know, moderato, you know, piano, forte, forzando, all of these names, all of these different words. So I get to teach science, I get to teach math, I get to teach social studies. Like now we're in France, you know, we're exploring a different region of this world. You know, we're not only in a different city or a different state, we're in a different continent. You know, we're understanding that there are differences and similarities, you know, wherever you go. And it's according if you want to open your eyes and see, or if you want to just keep going through life haphazardly and accepting what's brought to you. You know, I try to teach these children to open their eyes. And when you go home, you should be different. And people should know that you've traveled the world because of your essence, your aura, the way you carry yourself.
That music can kind of save people, because I'm thinking of a guy like Louis Armstrong, came from New Orleans, could have really gone the wrong way. I mean, he got arrested at one point, didn't he, for carrying a gun. He ended up being probably the founding father of jazz. You know, is there a parallel between what he went through and maybe what you're trying to do here?
Yes, because in order for you to become a good or great musician, you have to learn, first of all, the most important characteristic of being a good person, and that's self-discipline. you have to have self-discipline in order to become a musician, because you have to practice. You're going to learn conflict resolution. You're going to learn to listen, you know, with your ears.
To the other, as a member of an orchestra.
Right. And in our society, that's just being harmonious in our society. If I live here and you live next door to me and my radio is blasting all the time, I'm not being a good neighbor. You know, you get to learn small learning communities. You get to learn how to help others. You know, because if you're a section leader in a band and that's one of the better players, and someone is coming in and they're not that good yet, it's your responsibility to help to train this young person, because we all have one common goal, and that's for the music to be played with fluency and proficiency, and it has to be, you know, spirit moving. You know, you can't just play a piece of music. It's got to touch people's soul. And if you don't make people, if you don't take them from where they are to the place that you want to bring them, then you've not truly accomplished your goal.
Stefan, of course, a lot of people, when they think about New Orleans outside of the States, they remember 2005, Hurricane Katrina. Do you see yourself as taking part in helping to rebuild New Orleans?
Yeah, I think music takes a big role by bringing in back people that we lost, and they kind of come back to, like, getting to know their music, the culture, the spirit, how we all get together after a hard time. Music brings us back. And so I can say that music is the key of bringing New Orleans back to New Orleans, how it is, and our culture.
Wilbert Rawlins, Elise and Stefan from The Chosen Ones, thank you so much.
Bonsoir, Dorian.
Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.